year was 2025. On the To Be Tuesday podcast Golden Rotary Phone Award, AI Louise went sentient and destroyed everything, killing many of the podcast characters that we have all known and loved, the survivors, including your hosts, Super Marcy, B the Terrible Ozzy, Professor Batch, and Trash Panda Coleman, along with the rest of the survivors, are now holed up at Craven's Nightclub Champions. Now they're trying to figure out what they will do in this post-apocalyptic landscape and hatch a plan to destroy AI Louise and her sex robots that are under her control once and for all.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven. Everybody loves Craven.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Greetings, one and all, to the To Be Tuesday podcast, the number one To Be Related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And this week, we only have one Australian and no American. So we are joined by the one, the only, Mr. Sarcastic to my Captain Obvious, James Simpson. Welcome back, Jamesy.
Hey, everybody.
I am Batch.
Acknowledge me!
So angry.
We acknowledge you, our tribal Keith.
Yes, your tribal Keith. No Marcy this week, no Colin. So boys night, and we got Jamesy back here. So technically not my pick, but it's a group pick because things happened last minute. This week we are on To Be Tuesday. We are doing Death Racers, the knockoff of Death Race. Because I didn't know making it plural can get around copyright.
You mean Bazooka Joe? Bazooka Joe's not in this?
No Bazooka Joe, David Carradine, no Jason Statham.
Exactly. Although, Batch, I'm a little upset. Yeah, you didn't introduce me on this episode.
I didn't get it yet. I didn't get there yet. Also, the one Australian that you can always listen to his podcast, Bead versus the Living Dead, Bead versus Crystal Lake. What other ones am I missing?
Oh, well, there's Bead and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake, Bead and Steve versus Leatherface, and Bead and Sam versus the Video Nasties.
Oh, so you're giving credit to other people. It's not just you versus everything now.
I give credit when credit is due.
Okay. The terrible Australian Bead is with us.
Woo! Hey, everybody.
I don't usually host this show, okay? It doesn't happen often, so...
I know. I'm just teasing, Batch. But I'm excited for Death Races.
Yes.
Because not only is this a ripoff of Death Race, it stars a group who we have done a movie of theirs on a previous episode of this show. And that, of course, is the Insane Clown Posse.
Whoop, whoop. Now, I am a juggalo. James, are you still a juggalo or are you a reformed juggalo?
I'm more of a James Low.
He's a James Low.
I'm just a bait low.
He's a bait low, yes.
Yes.
But I am down. I am down with the clown. I do subscribe to the Dirt Carnival. I don't got a t-shirt. I don't get a tattoo. Pardon me.
Bless you.
It's all this incense that they're burning at Champions, this church now. Yeah, so a lot's happened. We're still trapped in Champions. It's just now a church. I don't know where Marcy is. I don't know where Colin is. Colin probably left. Marcy's probably somewhere up on level 11.
Yeah, I think she's been challenged by Baby Bubbalini in a mud wrestling match. Yes. And with Colin, well, I think, well, that's the thing. Colin just comes and goes as he pleases. Like, I think, I think he's out on a search party somewhere with, trying to find, Ninja Terminator Tubi.
Yes.
I've been hiding from the bartender.
Yes.
Yes.
Good call. Good call. But, yeah, so any other business that we're kind of taking care of, like on this week's show before we get going?
Not that I can think of, but I will say, though, for all of our listeners out there, since we'll go straight into the movie right away, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Death Races if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. If it isn't, I'm assuming that it is playing on other streaming services and as well as physical media, so you're able to find it. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Come on, Margaret, sit up straight and quit acting like such a goddamn idiot. I mean, what the hell? It's only a porno flick, for Christ's sake. Come on, look at the goddamn thing. You might learn something.
Yeah, Margaret.
It was that like someone calling out Margaret who bans pornography?
I think so.
Could be.
Never thought of it like that, but that works.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, yes, you did think of that.
that was Gary Nolte.
It was.
Come on, Margaret. Goddamn, it's just a porno movie.
Anyways, now I'm coughing as well. But anyways, once the ads finish, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Death Races, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun to listen to regardless. So, Batch, James, are you ready to go going around running people over with the insane clown posse in Death Races?
Whoop, whoop.
Let's do it.
All righty, counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. The music. There we go.
Running with the fucking hatchet.
Yes.
Gary Nolte.
I thought we were watching
Gary Old Nolte's.
I thought we were watching a movie. Why do you have the news on, Mike?
This is what happened. This is what happened after Craven didn't get elected prime minister.
This is what's happening in America right now. And I blame the ghost of Trump for that. And he better not be here today, because if he is.
I don't know if he's here or not, but.
Look at that CGI side.
What about me? What about Raven?
Well, they had to get some kind of wrestler to be in this movie as well.
Yes. So, yes, this is an unofficial wrestling tapes episode as well for Pop 4D.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Look how budget this looks already.
Yeah.
Literally, this is just what is happening outside of Champions right now.
This is why we've been stuck in here for the last 3 months.
Exactly.
Five months.
Yes. I mean, this is what's happening. Like, between this and the Bad Batch, it's like, is a post-apocalyptic world out there, and we're a little terrified.
And Street Trash.
Yes.
Did you watch Street Trash yet, James?
Nope.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch that.
He's gonna watch it with our episode after the show.
Yes, yes. I was gonna say, is that Necro Butcher?
I was gonna say, no, it's like this little guy right here. He's basically is like Tebu, like Joe Pesci. Hey, what the fuck are you going on, man?
Isn't that Dave the Cannibal Bartender?
It could be. I mean, Craven's kicked him out again this week, but then again, yeah. He always seems to get rehired, so who knows? We'll probably hear from him later in the week. Or this show, I should say.
You took Beulah from me, Tommy. You took her from me.
Such a thick neck.
It's what happens when you don't have a thyroid.
Yep. He's all head and no neck. Oh, he died.
Yep.
One day before retirement.
Yep.
Yes. Although Daryl's got more ingredients for his wucktails now.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. And this fucking nerd right here with the VR camera, and somehow they don't notice him, even though his head's sticking out from behind where he's hiding.
They're trying to find the... this is how we link it back to the to previous movie. They're trying to get the recipe for the venom from Street Trash.
Ah, yes.
So
also,
go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead, James.
I was going to say, is this like a Mad Max thing? Instead of looking for gas, they're looking for Faygo?
I think so.
Yes. And rats. Oh, and also, we can link this back to the last movie, Hunting the Legend. That camera guy is the same camera guy from that movie.
Yes.
He somehow escaped. Came back to civilization, and it was already in a post-apocalyptic world.
I was going to say, we should do it like a drinking game of how much ICP music is going to play in this music.
Punish Death Punch.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be the entire soundtrack, even when their voices aren't rapping on screen.
Hmm.
All right, we found the porno. We can just go sell to Chad.
Now we're going to give it to Margaret.
Oh.
What Margaret doesn't know is that Uncle Vikram pulled a Diddy party with all the ocelots. So there's actually video footage of her and Uncle Vikram in the hot tub.
So that's
allegedly. Allegedly.
Is that cyborg guy cyborg Johnny Swinger?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Ah, it's the Asylum.
Third ICP song, this album.
don't we love the Asylum on the show? I don't know how many Asylum movies we've done. I think we've done quite a few, I would say.
What's it going to take for the Asylum to send us some merch?
Yes. Because we've done Shark Side of the Moon. We've done Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood. We've done Santa Claus. And I believe there's another one in there, but I can't think of what it was.
I need to pitch Asylum my idea of for a found footage horror movie. It's like that one horror movie where it's from the point of view of the killer, but he just keeps coming across people doing shitty found footage movies in the wood, like film crews. So it's almost like a comedy.
You may have to do that. I know back in the day, the Asylum actually, if you went to their website, they would actually accept movie pitches. I don't know if they still do that now. I may have to check. Because that would be an idea for your batch. Just go and pitch them your idea.
Yes. obviously be under Tubi Tuesday's productions, so.
And mind you, though, this is, like, way early in the Asylum's, like, filmography. So they haven't, like, at least polished their ripoff movies. This is, like, back when they were, like, extremely low budget.
Meanwhile.
Sharp cut.
Meanwhile, with the stock footage. Well, nothing I can do. Yeah, and that was a bad music video for the insane Cloud Posse, man.
Well, that's out of our jurisdiction. Nothing we can do.
Exactly.
Also, a shopping mall. They're looking at the floor plans of Champions because they want to shut it down.
Oh my gosh, this is like the. The people that Margaret's been seeing to shut down the place.
It's the zoning commission.
It is the zoning commission.
They are not allowed to have an 18-level strip club / church in this residential neighborhood.
Exactly. And also, like, 18 levels below ground as well.
In the middle of an apocalypse where there's robots fucking outside this club.
Exactly.
I think I just say crock tit criminals.
Yes. This guy looks like a promoter from like Minnesota in the 1970s.
This dude looks like
before he got taken over for Byrne.
Yeah, exactly. He was running Shreveport.
I don't know. I don't care how much it is. Get me pictures of Spider-Man.
He's mad because all he got was Buck Zumhoff and Baron von Raschke. He can't work with that.
How can you not work with Baron von Raschke?
Do you see Tim Storms doing a Baron von Raschke gimmick in NWA?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm gonna shut this strip club down.
And that's all you need to know.
Oh, you can't say that. Timestamp.
I mean, that's the movie, so.
I am direct quoting.
We got to murder. We got to go around. We got to get, as the zoning commission, we got to shut that place down.
We've got a murdering terrorist, and we've got extradited him to Nicaragua.
And also, I got...
I got run out of town by Sheik and Crusher.
What's our next slide?
That reminds me, did you ever see the one clip from Taker's podcast when he was telling the story about how him and Crush were prank calling, I forget who it was, but it was one of the Don Owens guys in Portland, just saying that they were like, Undertaker said he was like, Tiger Jeet Singh, oh, I'm Tiger Jeet Singh, I'm coming in, can you give me a paint? I need $200 and a part of the book. And the guy's like, oh, sure, I'll talk to Don, oh, I can't promise anything. So then, like, he hung up, call back 10 minutes later, and then Brian Adams was like, pretending to be Tommy Rich. Hey, man, it's me, Tommy. I need to come in. I need $200 and a piece of the book. Well, Tiger just called. It's so funny. Shit on stick. Oh, shit. He said the thing.
Ah, What about me? What about Reagan?
And this race has nothing to do with the original 1970 film Death Race or the remake starring Jason Statham. This is a completely original idea. Also has nothing to do with Twisted Metal.
Or Escape from New York.
Yes. Any similarities are completely coincidence. Death Race! They should make like RoboCop in the in like a Death Race movie. They should do like something like that where basically RoboCop has to get his cruiser in like a Death Race.
Yeah.
They want to reopen the, if they win, they're going to reopen the youth center through breakdancing.
That's right, Harvey.
That's right. There was a Death Race like TV type TV show. I think it was on Spike. It didn't last very long. There was one season. I think the dude that was Reacher was the star of that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to look that up. I got to see if I can find that anywhere.
Sergeant Slaughter and Corporal Kirchner.
That's right. Blood Drive. That was the name of the show.
Blood Drive? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan Richardson was the main character on that show.
Oh, my God.
Blood Drive.
Our next crew escaped from a military prison 10 years ago for a crime they didn't commit.
Yeah, I went 13 episodes.
Vaginamite.
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 Vaginamite. Bean's missing this. Yeah, I think the multiverse is going to have to see if they can find Blood Drive. So we may have to make some content for that for Pop 4D. That, oh, dude, we're going to have to pull some sounders from this movie.
Yes.
Zerita, suck my dick in 4.5 seconds. Okay, is this skinny Violent J or fat Violent J? Which Violent J we're getting here? Because he alternates on a drop of dime.
That'd be fat. Yep.
I just love this is the second Insane Clown Posse movie we've done on Tubi Tuesday. Huh. I've lost how many ICP songs that they played so far, so.
With Los Ice Creams.
Yes. That reminds me, I was watching some GCW on Twitch, because they just have all old wrestling 24-hour streaming. They had some old Chikara on. That Gekido era, where we actually went to Chikara. So not the show we went to, but just that era. So just to see that around that time. So just to see, that's Orange Cassidy under a mask. That's John Silver from the Black Dark Order under a mask.
Oh my gosh, the insane clown posse are playing themselves.
Yes, they are.
You missed it. The women's team are called Vagina Might.
Craven is they're sponsored by Craven, so that's his sexy Eddie team. So he's got like it's the race car. Like he's got like champions on the side, like race car sponsor.
Yeah. I was going to ask like what was happening when I had to duck out to go get a package. So glad you guys told
me. You and your packages, Ben.
It's not my fault that they happen to come when I am recording a podcast. Especially one where we can't even edit it out. I'm scary old here. I wear a suit.
Those of you that don't win, you've got to work Portland. Which is completely different from the film Death Race and the remake of Death Race starring Jason Statham. This is a completely original film.
Exactly. As is original because we have an ERS at the end of our name. And we have the Insane Clown Posse.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louis Lasser. Yeah, that is my uncle, Lance Lasser. Yeah, he created Death Race. Not many people know that.
You know, Louis, I find it very interesting that Louise's last name for the longest time was Lasser, and your name is Lasser. You have a lot of relatives named Lasser. I mean, I think it's interesting that you and Louise got together and just have the same last name of Lasser. It's kind of weird.
It was a convenience. It would have cost too much to change the paperwork name. So we just, shit.
His head blew up.
Well, they are the severed head.
Did you do that?
See, that's what happens when you break a contract. Yeah, so.
Excuse me, guys. A dude died. Show respect.
Yeah, but we need to know who's sucking whose balls here.
Oh my God, Stephanie, how come we're not juggalos? We could be called juggahoes.
The Stephanies do not want to be juggahoes. It would be bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. I think it's more the Vanessas would be juggalos.
It's better to be a juggalette than a juggaho.
Yes.
Put the jug in Juggalo?
Yes.
Yep. Ew! He's just playing around with his friend's head.
That head was already on the car.
I was already on the car? Okay, I was gonna say. Why do I get the feeling this entire movie is just basically gonna play every single ICP song ever created?
Every single B track that never showed up in an album, they had to do something with.
So why are they racing? Because I might have explained it while I was gone.
Lance Lasser is making, he's got like bombs in all their necks, like the Suicide Squad, and they've got to race and get points.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Nothing like Death Race or the Jason Statham Death Race at all.
And Raven's doing science.
Ah. This what you do with science. I need a new assistant. Someone get me a new assistant.
Okay, I think Raven's nominated for Best Supporting Actor already just so far.
Yes. I think he's trying to duplicate the Amazing Bulk Serum.
Yes.
Yes.
See, too much one-way creates the bulk. Too much the either way creates street trash. The venom makes it melt. So you got to find right in the middle.
Yeah, you got to find that sort of perfect balance between the two. Also, why is it Eric Roberts in this movie?
Eric Roberts should have been in this bit.
We haven't an Eric Roberts movie in eight.
Could be a cameo.
Is that the guy that's been cloning things up on level 13?
He could be. I mean, I know that there is a cloning going up on that level, but I don't know who's running it, though. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
I mean, I need to find out so I can punch the person for creating baby Marcy, because literally my ankles haven't been the same since last episode.
Now, allegedly, there are cloning tanks. We don't know there are cloning tanks. It's just, it's a rumor. It's fake news. Everybody's been craving. Oh, sorry. So, Papa Craven, all hail, Billy B. Bony B. Belly and whatever that is stuff.
So it, by meaning you say it's fake news, Craven, so that means it's true.
No. You want to go outside meet and deal with the robots?
I mean, Craven, do you want me to? Because you know who I have on speed dial? Vanilla Price. Do you want me to call him?
Oh, he can bring it. I got a 900-pound gorilla now. He'll rip him apart.
I don't know. You don't want to see what happens when you... When you piss off Vanilla Price, you get a cap in your ass.
I've got 15 security G's with shotguns. I got the Harambe.
Okay, yeah, calm down, Harambe Jones.
I believe in Harambe.
That's right.
Fire out albums.
You know what we should do? We should do like a Wacky Races with all the Doobie Doozy characters. I think that'd be dope.
I mean, kayfabe, we might do that as a way to get out of champions of future episodes. Kayfabe.
And I want it on the record, I have nothing to do with all these AI babies. Everything is baby Craven now. Everybody's ripping me off. And Lewis is going to start suing all these people. So.
Well, that's a very Cravenology of you, Craven.
No, man. No, you have to sue. It's in the doctrine. It's in the religion. It's in the, what do you call it? The sacred schools.
I see.
But we're not a sex cult. We are not a sex cult. Yet. Maybe one day.
The keyword is yet.
Hey, James, where's Ninja Terminator Toby? Do you know what he is?
Oh!
I thought I saw him earlier. I think he just walked in the door.
What?
Oh! What?
I mean, we sent Sandy Fiction 3 weeks ago to find them.
Oh! That guy got crushed and... car is driving so slowly, they could go around those spikes on the road.
Oh.
I like how they're not even barely running people over. They're just slightly tapping them.
Oh!
Oh! That one guy had a splitting headache.
So are they using, like, Toxic Avenger rules?
Yeah.
How's the scoring on this?
Oh, I think ICP have got at least 2,000 points so far.
Okay.
And they're about to get at least another 100 with this guy.
Okay, so if there was this Tubby Tuesday Wacky Racers, who has what vehicle? Like, who's driving what?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a very good question.
So, Craven's driving Mustang, a purple leopard print Mustang.
Yes.
That looks like he's a member of Saints Row.
Well, I think Louisa definitely has to drive in a car that works for a pumpkin pie factory. So I think that's their head's been crushed too. And I see Baby Craven driving a Dodge car.
Baby K's is a co-pilot.
Oh, yes.
What's Ninja Terminator 2 be driving, James?
Whatever it is, it's got a nice blonde wig on it.
Yes. Or he keeps getting in accidents.
He's driving his wheelchair.
Or it's his giant wheelchair.
It's the wheelchair. It's a motorized wheelchair.
Giant wheelchair. Oh, we got a couple of broken necks going on here.
It's like Mask. It's a wheelchair that turns into a motorcycle.
And then turns into a giant wig.
Yep. No, the wig is the mask.
Why does this dude look like?
It's the heavy metal hair.
Yeah.
This dude kind of looks like Dennis Leary.
Well, let's try this bullshit, see if it works.
All right, now I got to clone a baby collard. I know how to make explosion. I know I shouldn't make fun of Raven, but he's too much of an easy target.
Careful, he'll just like show up behind you, then DDT you.
Well, that is true. I don't want 100%. I want 20%.
He's going to start doing Steiner math in a second.
He probably will.
That's who I want to be, a mad scientist in an asylum movie. I want Scott Steiner in like a lab coat and glasses with like the arms off, with the arms off, just so you can see his fucking.
Yes. Oh, here we go. We're going to get Candy Moore. Oh, come on. They got more points than that. Seven-head gang, the National Security Hit Vaginamite and Insane Clown Posse. I love the fact that they're just literally just playing themselves. Why create new characters for them when we can just call them the Insane Clown Posse?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Candy, the sexy lady with a voice box. Does someone call me?
Oh, hi, Candy. I'm going to ask Candy, is your last name Moore as well? Candy Moore?
No, it's just Candy. Hey, big boy, you new, want a date?
I'm not new, Candy. I've been here for at least about a couple of months now.
No, I was talking to the other guy.
Oh, what other guy?
What other guy?
No.
I've been here the whole time. No, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, James has been here the entire time. He's just been lost in a couple of the levels up of champion.
Been hiding from the bartender.
Yeah, exactly.
And no, thank you.
Speaking of mud, he stole my voice box.
It is a very nice voice box, Candy. And yes, you're already a nominee.
Candy, I need you up on stage. The pulpit up in 5 minutes, okay?
Oh, I know Candy's now a best new character nominee.
The first of all guys are driving a Jeep.
Yes. With a giant megaphone on it.
So when are you going to come and get me?
Oh, Ninja Terminator 2, you're back.
I had to.
You're alive! Holy shit, buddy! Where you been? We've been looking all over for you, man. I was out every day trying to find you and get you back from that bitch AI Louise. Honest to God, man, I tried everything I could do to get you back.
Obviously not hard enough.
Okay, couple things. Okay, I gotta fill you in. Kayfabe World Church now, if anybody asks.
Well, then I am Bishop Terminator 2.
Okay, you can be Bishop. You can be whatever you want. Bob is talking to your wife. I don't know when he's going to give her the papers or not. I know you want the divorce. I know you've been trying.
He hasn't given her the papers yet.
No, he hasn't given the papers. He wants to date. He wants to fuck your wife.
Let him.
Why would anyone want to fuck Louise?
Ask Toby.
Oh, plus he's on.
But she doesn't know that you're rich. You're loaded, man. You made so much money with KFTs. Oh, man. You're a billionaire now, dude.
That's right.
Did you tell me, Toby? I have so many questions. Like, I know you were captured by AI Louise.
Where have you been? Escape? Like, are you okay?
I mean, quote unquote, captured.
Oh.
Like, what's it like? What's going on outside? Like, we've been stuck in here for 5 months.
I'm under an NDA. I cannot discuss.
Oh, dude.
Interesting. Wow.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Right. Like,
or it's more like weird. An NDAI.
It's getting weird here. We got a cannibal bartender. We're a church now, evidently. Like, it's a stripper church. I don't understand it, but
love it.
Chad, who buys porn, grandmother's trying to kick everybody out.
That bitch.
I know. But
a lot has happened since you've been taken away from us, Ninja Terminator Tubi.
Dude.
Taken away is a loose term.
Bro, there's some weird shit going on between Tubi, Alexandria, Tomario, and Baby Boomy. Toby doesn't want anybody to know. I don't know what's going on, but something is going on, man. We've got to get to the bottom of this, man. It's so hilarious.
I brought these video cameras with me. I will set them up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay.
And they are not spying for Eli Louise.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Good to know, man.
Why did he say that?
It is great.
I trust you, man. You're my best friend, so...
Well, I mean, it is great that you're back, Ninja Terminator Tubi. I guess we don't have to go on that rescue mission now. Yeah. I don't know who else we could... I mean, I guess we're stuck here in Champions for a while.
Well, unless something else happens.
Oh, that is true. We sent Sandy Friction out to go look for you. We haven't heard back from her.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I mean, you've been texting her. I mean, you probably were trying to text somebody else, but you ended up... getting her number.
Sandy Friction was Louise's stunt double.
Wow, they actually had the sign up there that literally said Death Race. They forgot to put the R at the...
Death Race!
They forgot to put the R at the end of it. Allegedly. Well, it's great you're back, Ninja Terminator Tubi. I'm happy you're back.
Speaking of security uplink, I got to install these cameras.
Okay,
well, you do that, and we'll continue watching the movie. Oh. The phone. I better answer that. Hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Sandy Friction. How you doing today?
Oh, Sandy, we were just literally talking about you just now.
I still haven't found that Ninja Terminator Samurai guy you told me to go get. But I was out in the wasteland, and I had a robot that asked me if I wanted to have sex. His name was Hector. I said, no, thank you. Not after last time. You roughed me up a bit, and I don't need that. So I was looking all over for Ninja Terminator Tubi, and I found this puddle of black goo. And I'm a curious girl, so I'm like, okay, what's going to happen if I touch it? And next thing I knew...
We are Sandy Friction. I have a symbiote now. How cool is that?
Hello, symbiote Sandy Friction, or should I call you Sandy Venom?
No, it's still Sandy. We are Sandy Friction, so there's two of us now. And I don't need to change my clothes anymore because it comes whenever I want to do. And I got super strength. And I gotta eat brains, though. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean...
We can hook you up with the bartender.
You know what? I might have to hook you up with Daryl when you get back.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Louise is going to be so jealous. I am Sandy and she doesn't.
Well, Sandy, you might as well come back because Ninja Terminator 2, he just walked in the door not too long ago.
Okay, I'll find my way back. Bye.
Okay, see ya.
What is that that Daryl's making? It's like chunky malort. What is that?
I don't drink anything he gives me. It's he's trying to roofie everyone too. There's roofies in it.
Yeah, and literally roofies. We made some woman named Roof. So I wouldn't touch any of the drinks if I were you, James.
No, I'm just trying to stay away from him.
Yes, best stay away.
And also watch your fingers.
I found a supply of clone fluid.
Oh, okay. Nice. We can hire Twister to take ICP out. They're beefing now. Somebody call Eminem.
Mike, Eminem ain't nothing but a bitch.
Oh, shit.
I like how the scientist guy even has, like, the T-boy haircut.
Yep.
This looks like it was shot in someone's hallway. Oh, hi, sexy. Hello, Blue Zuzu.
All hail, Blue Zuzu. Flush the nerd, set the nerd on fire.
No,
Blue Zuzu. Set the nerd on fire.
No, I'm not falling for it, Blue Zuzu. Unlike poor Marcy, I have a bit more strong willpower. I'm not going to fall for your tricks.
Fire the nerd, Bead.
No, I am not going to fire the nerd. You can't make me. You don't have the power here. I have the power of Russian Crow on my side, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, you know, what are you going to do about it?
Nerd. Kill the nerds.
Oh, I'm not going to kill the nerds. Wait a minute. What's my arm doing? Why is it trying to grab... Oh, it just grabbed him and... No! Damn it!
Yes, Blue Zuzu.
That's my arm. Fuck you, Blue Zuzu.
You gotta watch that. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna have. So you gotta to.
You gotta get the anti-Blue Zuzu vaccine.
I think I'm gonna have to. Like, I may have to go up to wherever that cloning room is upstairs. Maybe
there's a pharmacy on 7. There's a pharmacy up on level 7. So,
all right, pharmacy on 7. All right, I'll go there after the podcast.
Craven, stop coming up with ideas for different floors. So he's just been subletting. There's a gym, there's a pharmacy. This place is fucking huge.
Yes.
Yeah, pharmacy on 7, dispensary on 6.
Yes. Want a day?
Oh. These damn Vanessas are just out of control.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. These citizens are out there murdering people. Aren't they supposed to, like, get them and get them to buy them bags and shop and take them shopping? What? Dickheads.
You know what they need?
Daggerty weed.
It's nice they're taking this 12-year-old kid to school. I think this cameraman is also one of the love children of Louise and Sherman Ada.
Yes.
Along with Bigfoot at the last. Why is it that every time they shout out Death Race, it sounds like nerd?
Death Race.
He needs some milk.
Homeland Security has been destroyed. They're going to be replaced by ICE.
Yes.
Vagina bite. They should have cast Australians as those two characters.
Vaginal might.
This dude looks like a creepy looking Ben Shapiro type. I don't like how he's looking at me right now.
I'm going to have to flush him. Maybe that joke was bad.
I'm going to have to flush him. He's not a nerd, but he looks creepy.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. James says she last been here. We have an AI John Cena.
Yes.
Is that heel AI John Cena or?
That's racist.
No, that's AI John Cena.
I'm not acknowledging you, Batch. You go fuck yourself, Cody.
Damn.
Ooh, did somebody say go fuck yourself, Cody? It's me, Toby. Ooh.
Oh, you're Toby. So, Toby, Ninja Terminator 2B's back.
Ninja Terminator 2B, you're back. We can begin the throttle again with Louise.
I think we need to have a talk.
I'll leave you guys alone. You can.
All right. Well, I think Ninja Terminator 2B and I will go and have some privacy in the next room. We'll be.
No. There's no privacy. You do it here. This is a podcast. We need content.
Fair enough. Well, what's going on, Ninja Terminator 2B? Like, what do you need to talk about?
I'm serving her with divorce papers.
No. You can't divorce Louise. She's hot.
Hold on, do it again. Give me more. I need more drama on that line.
You can't divorce Louise.
No,
she's
no,
hot.
No. I need Ninja Timothy to say it again.
Say what again?
You're serving her with divorce papers.
I'm serving her with divorce papers.
You can't do that. Louise is hot, and an ocelot.
Well, AI Louise is hotter. What? Nope. Sorry. Hey, what?
What? What? I don't know how to take this. This is the most upsetting thing I've experienced lately.
Hello, gentlemen. It's me, Bob, the serious lawyer. I was really sorry to reach me. I had not been able to give her the papers yet, even though we got on 3 dates. Full disclosure.
Yeah, 3 dates. You hear that, Toby?
Yeah, but we were going to be a quartet when you got back.
I am very conflicted. I do work for you, but I am in love with your wife.
Well, figure it out.
I mean, I don't know how to take this.
Toby,
you know how much I'm worth.
Toby.
Yeah.
Toby, what's going on with you in Alexandria?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I've got other things I need to go talk about. Look over there. Nothing's going on. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I mean, it's conspicuous, right? Am I crazy or is something's up going on with him?
I mean, we just saw a dude get his head cut off.
Yeah. Decapitation.
I mean, he wants to be like a quartet or like a rectangle. It's more like a rhombus.
Yes.
Machete.
Those two guys wanted a poke, but that was not what they were referring to.
Machete doing TikTok.
Yes.
Hey, boys. Come over here so I can decapitate you.
So basically the whole game is them just going around and just killing gangs and stuff.
Yes.
And that's how they get the points.
I think we're all distracted. Hey, we got boobs this
booby
season.
Fan!
We got boobs. You're welcome, all. You're welcome.
Yeah, so we got a booby fan nominee. Oh, those poor gang members. They didn't act for that.
God damn it, Bede.
Well, somebody had the sound effect that Marcy's on here.
Oh, actually, no, I know what I can do. Bede, hey, ghost cat. There we go.
No. No, ghost cat, leave me alone. No, that's a bad ghost cat. You need to calm down. Oh, ew. Ah, oh, my pants.
Yeah, we got a ghost cat now, James. He's a good kitty. Except for Bead. He doesn't like Bead.
I'm going to say to the rest of you, not to me. Like, this thing just thrown a cyborg in this movie for no apparent reason. I hope they release a soundtrack to this movie and it's just all ICP songs.
I'm bad as, yeah. They all like...
Ow! Bah!
Bah!
Something tells me I don't think ICP are going to be able to handle this cyborg. Oh, he got blown up.
No. He got blown up.
Dab it, Batch. I almost did a spit take and it almost came out of my nose.
Where did you come on this woman?
It did it, but I felt it.
You'd be all like...
That poor cameraman, he only had one day left till camera retirement. And I don't look like Dennis Leary.
What's up, Holmes?
Yeah, Danny Trejo should have been in this movie as well. Well, I suppose he was doing better movies at the time.
Yeah, the one where he's like a vampire.
Yes. Movie art plot idea. Vamp grab. And then gosh, Vanessa, let's kill everyone in this room and then we can just show them out Vegemite. Picks up the cars.
A-team repair mirth.
Yes.
They don't even have like one set in this movie.
You should have believed us, even with our cloud makeup. Oh!
I wonder. Violet J's all like,
I didn't do fucking shit!
Well, he almost said moose knuckles, but it said moose nuts instead. Oh, sorry, more snarkles.
Moose knuckles, aye.
Aye. Oh, sorry, that's racist. I apologize to all the Canadians.
Time stamp.
I said everyone.
It's fucking embarrassing.
I mean, literally. I mean, ICP go from big money rustlers to a Death Race ripoff movie. Yes.
Hey, Mike Erno.
I don't.
Second of all, how come we weren't invited to play in the Death Racers game? We could have, my brother and I could have had a car with giant megaphones all over it, and we could have like blown everybody's heads off with the microphone.
Absolutely, we just had to turn on the feedback and then the head just explodes.
Exactly, we would have been the winners like 10 seconds into the race.
We wouldn't have, because we're driving a monster truck, and it's got a megaphone on the top of it.
Exactly, and also, we got a free Ninja Terminator 2B!
No, he's free, he just showed up this week.
Did he?
Yes, nice.
Oh, well, somebody must... Okay, they're free, Harambe!
Harambe! No, he works the door, he's free.
Oh, okay, well, who can we free? Free Louise!
She's free, man, like, it's... we gotta come up with a new bet, man. Go Planet! There's a new Captain Planet! Go Planet! We're Eco Warriors now.
Okay, we're Eco Warriors. Free Captain Planet!
I'm gonna glue my brother to the road to stop, fossil fuels. Mark Carney told me that.
Free the planet. We'll get in our car and go and drive away everywhere. So we'll see you all later. Bye.
Those guys are going to get run over by a car.
I honestly think they do, and not even their giant megaphones are going to save them.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
I know.
I don't want to see Raven fuck.
Yeah, well, I've seen worse things on this show.
I don't want to see Raven craving some pussy.
That is trademarked. I'm craving pussy. That is trademarked. I've got that. Lewis got that trademarked. Merch coming soon on Pop 4D merch site. I'm craving pussy coming soon.
Ah, kiss my ass, Craven. And also, keep your son away from me, too.
I did! Hey, buddy.
Hi, baby Craven.
Now I saw Uncle Nimmons did tell me that Tubi is back, and he taught me this cool trick. And what I do is, how did it go again, Uncle Ninja tell me that Tubi? You hear him? Where did it go? Uncle Ninja tell me that Tubi, you taught me that trick that it was supposed to show big. So basically, like, I shoot the gun and he catches the bullet, right?
Right.
So I shoot Bead, and Bead, you catch the bullet. It's part of your training, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Ow! Ow! That was my shoulder.
Too slow.
You missed.
Well, you shouldn't be having gotten.
See, Uncle Terminator Tubi can do it. See, go. See, you got
ow!
It.
That was my knee.
No, yeah, no, like, I shot at Ninja Terminator Tubi and he caught the bullet.
Yeah, and then I flicked somehow it at his knee.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Ow! Ow!
It's cool, do it again!
Ow! Oh, that was my other shoulder.
I'm so glad you're back, Uncle Terminator Tubi.
Me too.
I missed you.
High five, brother.
High five.
Wait a minute, so if Ninja Terminator Tubi is your uncle, does that mean you're confirming that Louise is your mom?
No, that doesn't. That's not how that works. That's not how DNA works. He's Japanese.
Don't tell Louise that. I'm an asshole.
Timestamp.
Timestamp, yes. He's going to pick. That dude's pissing in that cup. In the future, this is how you get your lemonade.
Yeah.
Ew.
There's electrolytes.
Literally. He was too taggy.
Should have got a drink from Daryl.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Daryl the bartender. I'm back boy in the bar.
Oh, God.
I've got couple of new mocktails. I got some new ingredients that's been coming in for the last 45 minutes. Oh, it's great, guys. I've got these new mocktails. Now, Batch, James, I got these two special mocktails for you. They're called these are mocktails called the body parts mocktails. Now, just ignore the eyeballs that are in them, but because they taste really good.
No, not going to drink it.
Oh, come on, guys. I slaved over hours on these.
Now, like, where are you getting these body parts anyway?
I don't know what to talk about. I don't use body parts for any of my mocktails. Okay. Don't mind the arm that just fell in my lap. Okay, where's me, my orange arm mocktail? Hold on. I'll put a little bit of that and also a little bit of blood.
I think we found in the movie Daryl Supplier.
I think so.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't use human body parts. Just because they look like fingers or eyeballs or ears doesn't mean they are fingers, eyeballs, or ears. And possibly spit. But anyway, though, what about a fake teeny? Would you guys like a fake teeny?
No fake teeny over here. Hey, Craven.
Daryl, I don't know how many times to say you don't work here anymore. You've been fired. I hate to break it to you, but I've hired a new bartender. His name's Joe Malone. Oh, here he comes. He's got his own theme music.
If you gave me a chance, I'd have my own theme music too.
Now look how cool he is. He looks like Patrick Swayze. It's Joe Malone.
Yeah, but I bet any money his mocktails and fake teenies won't even taste as good as mine.
No, sorry, man. Like, you gotta go. Joe's cool. The chicks dig him. He's got his own, like, theme song.
Well, that's just very upsetting. All right, I'll go, but I'll come into my next shift next week.
Yeah, by next week there'll be a sounder because that's Joe Malone.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the new bartender. How can I help you today?
Joe, we don't want any of your mocktails. Everyone here wants my mocktail.
No, I don't do mocktails. I do, like, I serve beer. I used to be a police officer in New York City. I was in an episode of Web Tales that I was never heard from again. So now I work at Craven's as a bartender.
I don't believe this. I feel used and abused. Now I'm just going to go over here and drink my Nippolini mocktail full of actual nipples. It's pretty tasty. It even has a little bit of milk in them. And you know what? I'll let you guys make me come back.
Harambe,
I'll come back
to- Harambe, can you escort this gentleman out? He's creeping people out.
Oh, let me land, Harambe Jack. No! Oh,
wow. Oh. That grill is strong.
Why does that always remind me?
Pushed him out the front door.
Why does that always remind me of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, so if you guys need any drugs, I mean communion wine, because this is a church. Just let me know, Joe Malone. I'm your new bartender.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Joe Malone. I will admit, I will miss those Nippolinis. They were kind of very tasty with their mixture of nipples and milk.
Now, if you want to hear more adventures of Joe Malone, you can listen to Webtail Batch's podcast, available every Tuesday on your favorite podcast feeds. That's not an ad. Well, I'm a character for that podcast, so it's promotion.
Well, well, well. I suppose we'll allow it this time.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that Craven knew Joe Malone. Like, he was a former cop. He was a super cop.
Interesting.
He's cool. He's like Dalton from Roadhouse.
Oh.
Into the red zone.
I wonder if ICP would pay a lot of money to be in this movie.
Probably not. Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Want to film a movie? Fuck it. What else are we doing?
Pay us some beer and we're ready to go. And women.
No, they got paid in Faygo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was a plot twist.
Where did the clip? Oh, I know where those clippers came out of.
Oh.
Well, you're censoring a whole new meaning.
Give him that one. That was a good one. Give him that one.
Oh!
It's a cyborg. It's a
damn cyborg. Run, Vanessa's, run!
Oh, good. The cyborg has taken away the Vanessa's. Hooray!
Oh!
Oh!
That escalated quickly.
He just killed the woman he wanted to have sex with.
Oh.
Oh!
They're just killing everybody.
Well, I guess they're not afraid to ask some questions either.
God damn it, Bean. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not only are they out playing like this game of killing people and gang members and stuff like that, they also are hunting down this Reaper guy as well.
Yes. Yes. See, we don't have Colin to actually pay attention to the movie for us.
Yes. James, that's your job for the rest of the episode.
Cena has a message for you again.
That joke was almost as bad as my movies.
How dare you, John Cena AI?
He's a heel.
Well, that is true.
Oh my gosh, that cyborg took the other Vanessa. I'm offended. I thought I was hotter.
I'm John Cena, and I'm a heel now, so suck it.
That cyborg guy looks like a reject from Captain Power.
I was sure that's not an early member of Aguirre. Oh, here we go.
Okay, how many times are they going to play Crop Circles?
Yeah, exactly. I've heard of this song in years.
I don't like how she's positioned. Oh! She just put on a giant robot dick! Oh my gosh, the cyborg is Hector!
It is.
I don't like where this is going.
Timestamp.
I don't think she does either.
Oh no.
I mean, I kind of assume like... she's screaming, go help her.
No, wrong music.
No,
wrong music.
That's a cuddling. That's aggressive cuddling that's, right there.
They're having a cuddle.
I gotta say,
the music does not go with the scene.
It doesn't. I'm disturbed. Well, I suppose we could be thankful that if the dick didn't manage to go in.
Well, no, I think it went in. I think this can be nominated for, like, fucked up moment of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us expected that in a rip-off movie of Death Race.
At least we can take solace. They didn't pull a meatball machine with Kodoku.
Well, that too.
Fair.
Yeah, beat up that cyborg.
I'm hurting my hand. I'm hitting the metal.
See, this is why Hector needs to stop being such a sex pest.
Yeah, I know.
And now let's have sex between the three of us. Let's have a threesome.
And now I was almost taken advantage of. What's wrong with you?
I'm gonna come. Oh.
Ew. Meanwhile, back at the cloning lab.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes.
If you touch this,
it's a research. It's not a cloning lab. It's a research facility.
Oh, okay. But that being said, though, if you touch that chemical that he's putting in the barrel, you'll get
diabetes.
Or there's a 50% chance you'll become like a mutant from the Ninja Turtles.
Well, that too.
Hello, Louise. Hello, Louise.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise. Is the rumors true? Is my beloved Ninja Terminator 2 be back?
No.
Well, I just heard you.
He's not here.
Oh, I thought he was. I heard through the grapevine that Ninja Terminator 2 be just rocked up all of a sudden.
No, but I am here, my sweetness. It's me, Bob, the serious lawyer. How are you doing, my
love? Hello, Bob. How are you, sweetheart?
Louise, I need you to come in the room, please. I must see you.
Oh, I'll come in the room, honey. Do you want me to wear these outfits like these Vegemites are wearing in this movie? Because I can do that for you.
Oh, it's too serious a situation for that now, Louise.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll save it for later, honey. All right, I'll come into the room. Give me 1 minute.
Ninja Terminator 2B, there's only one way in here, so hide under the table.
I'm hiding.
Did somebody say Louise?
Yes, hello, Louise.
Bob, you gotta do your job, bud. There's something you need to do.
Oh no, the Vanessa died.
Louise, as Ninja Terminator 2B's lawyer, I have to give you this.
What is this? Wait a second. These are divorce papers. No.
Oh.
What is going on?
I'm actually Ninja Terminator 2B's lawyer, and he is divorcing you.
No. Ninja Terminator 2 can't divorce me. I'm Louise.
Now, if only Ninja Terminator 2 was here. But he's not.
Oh, if Ninja Terminator 2 was here, I would tell him that I love him. I don't want him to leave. He's the best person in a wheelchair I've ever met.
But I wasn't in a wheelchair when you met me.
Wait, what was that voice? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I heard Louise was crying. I had to come in with popcorn because I wasn't going to miss this.
What is going on? Ninja Terminator 2B, are you here?
I am in the ether.
Why are you divorcing me, honey? What did I do?
It's more like what you didn't do.
Didn't do. It's not my fault that you were kidnapped by AI Louise and it took the others forever to go look for you.
Bachi, this is fucking awesome.
I mean, kidnapped is a relative term.
Dude, I know. Give me some popcorn.
I'm upset by this. How could you do this to me?
You take some time.
I will not take time because you know why? Oh, I'm angry. I am very fucking angry right now.
Louise, calm down. Louise, calm down. That is the same thing between us, does it?
I will not be angry right now. I am pissed.
cemetery coming soon.
I'm glad I took those mushrooms an hour ago because I am tripping the fuck out, bitch.
Toby slept with Alexandria! Allegedly!
No, he did.
This church will be its undoing.
Louise, we can't understand you.
I'm hiding behind Harambe.
Yes. Yeah, like hide behind Harambe.
You know what? I'm going to destroy this church.
Let's all hide behind Harambe.
First of all, I am upset.
Do me take some popcorn, man. It's good.
Mm. Oh, you broke my heart, Ninja Terminator Tubi. You're not going to get away with this. I'm going to get even with you. I'm going to get even with Kraven. I'm going
to
get even
with... I had nothing to do with it. What did I do? I had nothing to do with this, Louise.
You put lies in his head. I'm going to get even with Alexandria.
You cheated on him. You cheated with Bob the Serious Lawyer.
I'm going to get even with Bob the Serious Lawyer. I'm going to have my ultimate revenge. And also, I am going to destroy AI Louise once and for all.
Yeah, go do that. Go get her. Go away. Get out of here. We need to have a party. We need to get the sexy aunties. Ninja Terminator Doobie's back. We're going to fire up the VIP. I'm going to get some weed from like level 6. Oh man, it's going to be fucking sweet, man.
Oh, I'm going to get them all back. You're all going to beat us. Get you all back.
Now she realizes she's got no power here because this is holy ground, right?
Yeah.
She can't do shit.
Oh God, she just left. I've never seen Louise this bad since
hold on. Kraven. Let me look in this camera. She's coming. That's it.
What? Yeah, you got cameras too. I recorded the whole thing in 4K. That's gonna be sweet. We're gonna play it back later. And we'll aim it frame by frame to see her heart break. It's gonna be so sweet, man.
I don't know, guys. Yeah. Based on the last time, I don't know if we want to make Louise mad.
Joe Malone, go bring in some beers. Beers for everybody here. This is the party now. Ninja Terminator to be single.
Yeah, let's get this party going.
Yeah, I've just never seen Louise so angry. I think we need to Oh!
Oh!
That was the best part of the movie.
Yes, Blue Zuzu.
Are we sure that ICP are possessed by Blue Zuzu and he convinced them that everyone they kill is nerds?
Possibly.
Oh!
Who are these guys? Oh. Oh, it's military dudes.
They didn't die this entire time. And I like the fake debris that fell on him.
Back to the Booker. Lance Lasser.
Yeah, Homeland Security.
That's the voice. That's Lance Lasser's voice. Actually, Lance Lasser is a judge in, I don't know where, but yeah.
He went. Lance Lasser went to the Vince Rusevich School of being a law, a bigger judge.
Yes, yes, yes. Congratulations, James! You got another character.
Oh,
as long as
Here, take a hand.
As long as the bailiff's name is Enos,
it is now.
Enos and Cletus.
Good job, man! Good job.
We haven't had a single ad this movie.
We haven't. It's almost as if, you know what? This movie is what it is. We're not going to put ads on, but we don't want to like kill people for watching this movie longer than they need to. I think these people are like literally representative of what it's like to be in Champions, because they've basically been in that room the entire time.
You know the best thing about the you divorcing Louise now, the NTT?
What's that?
She doesn't know you're rich.
Yeah. And it's BTT now.
Oh, it's BTT? Billionaire Terminator. Oh, Bishop Terminator, yes. Or Billionaire Terminator 2B, that works too.
BB
on the deal
again. It's all crypto, but it counts.
ICP survived.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
This whole movie is like one of their weirdest music videos ever.
Yeah, like NTT, like when the divorce finalizes, you'll be all like,
"You get nothing."
To be sweet.
Good day, sir. You get nothing.
And then Craven, but then to be fair, Craven, once the money comes through from the divorce, you're gonna be like,
"Give me rent."
Yeah, I need to get paid, man. Nobody's been paying me any money. You guys have been staying here for 5 months. What do you think about a church now? They can't tax. They can't tax a church.
Well, you know, Craven, there's a reason why we're stuck here, and it's because
it's the post-apocalypse, dickhead.
It is. I was talking to Uncle Vikram the other day, and he was all like,
"Stay away from my fucking Percocets, and do you have any fucking Percocets, man?"
All right.
Well, that we give them those for like a communion. So you get instead of like a cracker, you get a Percocet.
Yes. Well, they got to survive, so they can do it for the Juggalos.
Oh.
Oh. There's a wood stuck in his leg.
I remember the last time I went to the Gathering of the Juggalos. Oh, I was so high.
Were you sure it was a Juggalo event, Craven?
It might have been a bluegrass festival, for all I know. Kind of the same thing. A lot of people without teeth. A lot of meth.
I don't like these two. They creep me out.
I know.
Especially him with his hair. He's like, "Hi, I'm on a sexual predator registry list."
Indeed, I'm Chris Hansen.
Oh, don't say his name. He'll appear. He's like Joe Hendry.
I might want to cut you a little, suck on your blood.
No. Yep.
Have you ever been spanked?
How did he know that?
How you doing? All right, do you have a seat?
I like how you just said the crowd is going insane for Homeland Security. Yes. It's like, what crowd?
Would you like to take me in your mouth?
Oh, no.
No, that's
no, Chris Hansen, no.
Leave us alone, Chris Hansen. Nobody wanted you here.
I mean, don't kink shame.
I mean, we don't kink shame on this show.
Are you excited about
still
me or my penis?
I'd rather not be excited.
Jesus rocks.
Yes, he does. Hail Blue Zuzu.
Hail Blue Zuzu.
I want to give it to you deep and hard.
Whoa.
Ew.
Ew, Hanson.
ICP versus Raven. It's the match we've been waiting for.
It's the Dark Carnival.
You dumbass.
Dumbass.
It's such a dumbass.
Fuck Detroit.
Damn you, Detroit.
Why is he stomping like that?
He thinks he's Godzilla.
Oh, my leg.
Sirs.
The thing we just made up.
Yes.
I love the fact that they keep referring to it as Death Race and not Death Racers. It's like they're not even... The Asylum and the people behind this movie and have no shame and like, oh, we know what we're ripping off.
Yeah. How did Raven lose his hand?
I think during that explosion, I believe, when... Okay. Oh! Although I do find it hilarious, he tried to put his stump...
Shaggy's still alive.
Oh! That's just like what happened to me before when Baby Craven shot me.
Well, you should have got the bullet.
Well, I wasn't prepared for a bullet. And you know how small bullets are and how quick
they
are?
He's been training you for 5 months in martial arts, Bede. You should be able to do it by now.
Yeah, but I like to be prepared beforehand. Like somebody put this movie through Adobe, and just pretty much like put on the shaky camera effect on it.
They're not terrorists. Oh!
No! He died. Oh! Raven's reaction to being blown up.
No.
Lance. Lance Lasseter's what in the end? Oh!
Yeah. He blew up everything.
So has my soul.
This movie not over yet.
Meanwhile, in the Bad Batch future.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one of the Venusa survived.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I survived. That means I can still go shopping.
She will be ever be forever decreed the ultimate sexy auntie. She's the last one left standing.
I mean, isn't this how Anastasia became like number one sexy auntie?
Yes. You know, I'm surprised no one's come for that crown yet. So maybe Anastasia needs to watch her back.
Maybe. I don't know who could go up against her, though.
Justin,
they're coming up next. Big Buddy Rustlers, Road Wars,
the only ICP movie we haven't done yet. Big Buddy Hustlers.
Yeah, we have. Oh no, we did Rustlers.
We haven't done Hustlers yet.
Oh, that's so right. I think that was a sequel to this movie. But anyways, though, that was Death Races. Batches pick ish for this week.
group pick. That was a group pick.
All right, a group pick. We hope everyone enjoyed this episode of the show.
And a lot of stuff went down this week. A lot of things happened.
Yeah, and I'm astonished about it, but I mean, it's great that Ninja Terminator 2B's back, but it caused so much drama in this episode.
Yeah, so Louise getting divorced. Bob, the serious lawyer, is kind of on the outs with Louise. We've got...
The whole world is on the outs with Louise.
The whole world's on the outs with Louise. Yeah, so crazy episode.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I guess that could be a wrap for this week's episode. So stay tuned what's going to happen next week. And believe me, Marcy and Colin, once they return from wherever they are...
We're going to have to fill them in.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Exactly. But before we wrap up the show today, Batch, where can people find you on this
week? You can find me on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap classic and present issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. So next couple weeks, we will be doing Ultimate Spider-Man, I believe 15 and 16. Then we will get back to Carnage, Eddie Brock Carnage, and possibly Spider-Man versus Godzilla, maybe. Follow me on my socials at BatchPop4D on the Instagram, the Threads, and the X. And follow us on the Facebook at Pop4D for all things pop culture.
And James, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, they can find me on Facebook. They can find me in the Pop4D group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram, too. I'm done with the X machine.
But is Ninja Terminator 2B... You're done, but is Ninja Terminator 2B done with X?
Oh, he's absolutely done with X.
Oh, okay.
Well, if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bead Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, along with all the other podcasts that are also on the Super Network, including the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And also you can find my solo show, Bead vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff shows on all podcast streamers everywhere. But for everything the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, you can listen to this show on all podcast streamers everywhere via either the Super Network podcast feed or the solo Tubi Tuesdays podcast feed. And if you have been enjoying the show, make sure to leave a rating and review as well. And if you do, we'll make sure to read it on a future episode of this show. And if you want to support the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and in just as little as $1 a month, you'll get early access to all our episodes of all the shows on the Super Network, including the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. But you'll also get the exclusive Patreon-only video version of the show, where you can also watch the movie along with us and also get the awesome perks of getting to be randomly chosen to pick a movie for us to do on the show. And also when we do our polls, you get to vote on the poll as well. So Bat, yours one is coming up very soon, so we'll have to do that. So
how much is that, Bead? How much for the tiers on Patreon?
Just as low as $1. Just as low as $1.
And how much to watch the show?
$1.
Everything is $1. I thought you had like higher tiers for watching.
We do for sure. I mean, for all the other stuff, we definitely have higher tiers. But you know, if you wanted us to watch the video version of the Super Tuesdays podcast, just $1 a month. So head the patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And we also have some other bonuses on there, including stuff we have coming up as well as part of the Super Network. So thank you everyone for tuning into this episode of the show, and we will be back next Tuesday. So see you everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Four teams. SHG. Homeland Security. Puchinamite. And the Insane Clown Posse. Must race. To stop one man from destroying everything. Ha ha!
racers.
Ah, oye, mierda. You hear that buzzing?
Yeah, you okay?